Hi.
Welcome, sir. And where are you? Who are you?
My name is Dave. I'm from Lake Cooper, New Jersey.
Hi, Dave.
And I wanted to talk to you because I had an unsettling experience this month. I recently moved into a new apartment, and after it's a big old building, a big old red brick building, and after my first night there, I kept waking up in the middle of the night, and I wouldn't be able to move. I know I was awake, but I couldn't move, and I would hear the song, you know, the Christmas song, the First Noel playing, and it kept happening for the whole first week I was there, and I was just panicked. I didn't know what was going on. So I went to the library, and I looked up my building history, and it turns out it was an old piano factory in 1920s, 1930s. It was a piano factory, and there had been a fire on a Christmas Eve, and a number of the workers who were working in the factory had died, and I never believed in ghosts or spirits or goblins or any of that stuff before this. I'm an agnostic man, and this experience to me was so unsettling. I just wanted to call you. You know, I'm a long time listener, and I know that you've heard so many stories. I just thought maybe you'd have some insight into it or other callers.
Well, I got to tell you, Dave, not only is that a great story, the mere fact that you heard that kind of music, the Christmas song of Noel, and that was a factory where they made musical instruments and pianos, that's incredible. It really is. I mean, that convinces me why for a moment I thought you were leading into sleep paralysis. I'm convinced, you've got a great ghost story there.
Yeah, well, it's a great ghost story, but it's not great for me living in that apartment. I mean, it's a good thing to talk about at bars and to my friends, but I'm seriously considering leaving the apartment. I mean, it's Christmas. None of my neighbors are going to be playing Christmas music late at night in August, you know?
I assume you're the only one who hears the music, aren't you?
I've talked to some of my neighbors, because the apartment above me is vacant, and the one to my right is vacant, too. There's someone on my left, but it's just an old woman, and I know she doesn't have a piano in there, and that doesn't explain why I'd be paralyzed when I wake up in the middle of the night. So I'm thinking, like, I don't know, would it be crazy to leave an apartment after just a couple of months, break my lease, you know, because I just don't want to deal with this anymore. I wake up.
Well, do you feel, David, do you feel safe? You don't feel in harm's way, do you?
Well, I'll tell you what. Because I read about it, because I went to the library that had those microfilms on it, because the old newspaper was too old when they published the original account. And I was looking at it, and I know, like, it was a lot of, you know, back then they didn't have child labor laws, whatever. It was a lot of younger people working in that factory. And I don't know if I'm being haunted by someone's, you know, like a child ghost or something. I don't know. I just don't know.
Yes, David, you are being haunted, but it doesn't sound like it's a violent haunting at all, if anything. I mean, my gosh, you're picking up Christmas music in a place that had a horrible tragedy, but, it could be worse. Yeah, you could be getting Perry Como music.
Now that'd be like a poltergeist.
All right, thanks.
That kind of music. No, thank you. But
I would stick it out. I mean, to me, if you're getting that kind of a haunting, it could be worse.
Yeah, I suppose so. But the little Christmas music still freaks me out. But thank you for your insight, Mr. Noy. I do appreciate it.
Okay, I appreciate the story as well. Let's go to the Convince Me hotline here. All right, Convince Me. How are you?
Hello, is this yours?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Take it away.
This is Ed in New Jersey. I'm a trucker.
Okay, Ed.
And I want to convince you that there are guardian angels.
All right, do so. Let's see if you can do this.
All right. Well, I've had multiple instances where I've been pulled out of situations that I should have really been in bad trouble. But anyway, here's one that comes to mind. One time I was traveling on the I-40 West in the Winston-Salem, Greensboro area in North Carolina with my wife. We were on our way to a timeshare. We own up in the Carolina Hills.
Yeah.
And we had just been a really, really bad thunderstorm, and it had rained really hard. And so we were in it. But anyway, it was over now. Except now we were getting all the spray and everything from the road, and it was hard to see. So, anyway, we were in the process of passing a flatbed trailer truck, And in that particular area where we were passing, it's 7 lanes wide there on one side. And we were in the extreme left lane passing this truck. And all of a sudden, the car started hydroplaning.
Oh.
And we were in the middle of passing the truck, okay? We were, like, dead center of the trailer. And, excuse me. And when the car started spinning, and the instant that the car started spinning, the truck disappeared. All of this bumper-to-bumper traffic that had been on the highway disappeared. We spun all the way across all 7 lanes of that highway into the ditch and ended up there in the ditch. No damage, no nothing, okay?
Oh, my.
So we were sitting there listening, looking at each other, and we said, man, I said to my wife, I said, what happened to the traffic? What happened to the truck? And my wife says, what happened to the cars? And anyway, just as we were saying that, there was a knock on my window. So I turn over and look at my window, and there's a young soldier standing there. And I roll down the window, and he says, first words out of his mouth, he says, sir, he says, do you believe in guardian angels? I said, yes, sir, I sure do. I said, I'm a born-again Christian. He said, well, look here. He said, I just saw one hanging on to your car. And my wife says, what happened to the cars? And he says, well, y'all were spinning right through them. And we said, no, they were all gone. And I said, what happened to the truck? And he said, what truck? And I mean, I've had multiple times of this. I've been in this situation after, you know, all kinds of, even here as a trucker, I've had a situation where one time I was on the highway bypassing New York City, and I had just gotten, getting ready to get onto it, and usually when I enter onto this highway, I immediately move to the left lane because I know that the right lane is going to disappear.
Sure.
Well, I was, anyway, all of a sudden I got this voice said to me, move to the right. So I moved to the right, and just as I did that, this car came past me going northbound on southbound 95, okay, in Connecticut. They were 287 joins with 95, and he must have been going 100 miles an hour. Okay, if I'd have stayed in that lane, it would have been a head-on collision.
Oh, you would have been gone. Things like that have happened to me, too, Ed. But I got to tell you, that first story, you have convinced me that there are guardian angels, because you sure had one that day.
Yes, sir, buddy. Thank you very much.